go about choosing the music and the artists?
It was particularly interesting for me programming the first year because other than me, the artists are all members of the Pacific Symphony. And the first year that I was programming, I hadn't met any of the individual members. I didn't really know what they sounded like, what their strengths were, what sort of senses of humor they had, what kind of pieces they liked to play. So the first year of programming was probably the most difficult for me. It was really a shot in the dark. Here are programs I'd like to play. Why don't you be part of them? Now that we're in the second season, I can see that my knowledge of the musicians is already expressing itself in the programs that we're creating. And I think the musicians are having even more fun playing these programs.
What makes a great chamber music program?
When I'm coming up with a chamber music program, I try to think of a way to really feature all the individual musicians so that nobody ever feels like they come in to do a bit part. Because I really feel that chamber music is a democracy, and each individual voice counts. So one of my goals in a program is to make sure that everybody gets heard. On the other hand, like any other program, it needs to be well balanced in terms of the type of music. Nobody wants to listen to the exact same type of music over and over again for 2 hours. If you're listening to one composer, which sometimes works, you want works of that composer that differ next to each other. Or if you are contrasting composers with each other, the same as I would put together a recital program or as a conductor would put together a symphony program, you want composers that speak to each other, that make each other speak up in a different way, and that somehow reflect upon the other work. It's a little bit, for me, putting together any kind of program is a little bit like putting together the menu for dinner. You know, you want the soup, and you want the main course, and maybe the salad, maybe a dessert, but they all have to go with each other. You can't have one that overwhelms the other. I mean, you can't have the filet mignon and the really heavy chocolate souffle if you're also going to do a very heavy soup to start. You want each individual work or dish to really be able to stand up for itself and have a chance to communicate what it needs to say, despite the fact that there are other works on the program.
I'd like to come over for dinner. How do you decide what you actually want to go there and play?
When I'm programming my own seasons, I like to find a good balance for myself between pieces I already know that I love to play and that I've played a million times, and brand new pieces. At the same time, Pacific Symphony had very specific goals for me as well. They wanted me to include different types of players from their orchestra, but they also insisted on having me play some solo works. So I was able to do a kind of mixed recital slash chamber music programming for some of the concerts, which is a lot of fun. So I get to put together a program that's mostly chamber music, but where I might play one solo work in the middle.
Is there an underlying thread that links the pieces in a single program?
I usually try to come up with some ideas. Sometimes they're just clever little ways of doing it, and sometimes they're actually meaningful. The program that we're doing in February with at Café Ludwig with the Pacific Symphony is all trios, for example. But I decided to make them very different kinds of trios. So we have the Mozart trio for clarinet, viola, and piano, the Kegelstadt trio. So you get a woodwind sound in there with the string and the piano. We have the Bartók Contrasts, which is for a similar kind of combination, but it's such a radically different type of piece. And then on the second half, we play a much more traditional piano trio, the Mendelssohn C minor piano trio. So that was one thread to the piece of programming. On another program I had, we started out with two people and then went to three people and then went to four people. So there was a kind of feeling of additional sound each time. On our final program in the spring of 2010, we're actually doing a program which I based on some recital programs that I've done with a similar theme, where the first half is all kind of impressionistic music and the second half is very Germanic. I find for some reason that those two qualities contrast very well and they make for a nice full program. So we're doing, on the first half, we're doing Debussy Sonata for flute, viola, and harp, which is a beautiful piece. And my favorite part about it is I get to just sit back and enjoy because there's no piano. And then I'm playing the Scriabin Sonata Fantasy, which, although Scriabin was not technically an impressionist, I feel his work really is part of that realm and comes in so well after Debussy. They really the Debussy highlights the kind of sounds that are in the Scriabin. And then on the second half, we're doing the Schumann Piano Quintet, which, first of all, you can't go wrong with no matter what else is on the program, but also which I think brings a very different kind of sound quality and a kind of verve and fervor about music in a different way that will balance the first half, I think, in a very fun way, a very satisfying way.
What else do you think about when you're putting together a program? Do you think about what the audience would like to hear?
I like to introduce audiences to something new, but not to so many new things that they feel they didn't get the satisfaction they were looking for out of the evening. And I like to give them something that they've heard a lot so that they get some feeling of fullness after that. But I don't want to do too much of that. So it's like, you know, you want your beef and potato stew, but afterwards you might want to try a pomegranate sorbet, you know? So there's just a little spice, and yet all the things that you knew you were coming to the concert for.
Orly, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.